The Scientific Research Film Service of Khatem presents Apotrigona nebulata, an African social bee. The marigots and streams which crisscross the forest in the Ogowé-Ivindo region of Gabon progress more easily through the vegetation, so dense and difficult to penetrate. Here, hanging from tropical creepers and almost hidden by a thick screen of leaves, can be found termitaries in the form of a ball, and in which a social bee of the Trigona family, Apotrigona nebulata, sometimes makes its nest. The existence of such a hive inside the termitary is indicated by the mouth of a tunnel about 1 centimeter in diameter. In this porous habitat, deep in the forest, the bees find a temperate and unchanging climate in miniature, maintained by the termites to ensure a constant temperature and humidity for their nest. These termites are Nasut termites and are easily recognized by the pear-shaped heads of their soldiers. The bees' habitat here is first made possible by certain species of birds, such as this woodpecker, Campanthera nivosa, which builds its nest within the termitary, first digging out a cavity some 10 centimeters in diameter. The termites then separate themselves from the birds by blocking up the holes in their own nest with building materials. The pangolin, or scaly anteater, Manus tricuspis, which feeds on termites, is another possible source of the cavities which can provide a home for the bees. In fact, the Apotrigona bees are too weak to dig out their own nest. They are always obliged to use a ready-made cavity, demonstrating a very long and very remarkable biological adaptation. Once the bee's nest is established inside the termitary, the Trigona bees go in search of food. They find their food in the forest flowers, but for all that, they do not ignore the cultivated plants around villages. Their behavior is similar to that of the domestic bee, Apis mellifica. Similar to this bee, Apotrigona nebulata is, on the left, a hymenopterous bee. One can see the similarity of the heads of the two bees, especially on the clypeus around the mouth, and also the mandibles, the jawbones, the antenna, and especially the tongue, which allows the bees to suck in liquids easily, in particular the nectar from flowers. The rear legs of the worker bees of both species are widely dilated, as with Apis mellifica. The rear leg of Apotrigona nebulata, seen here on the right, shows a very developed and specialized hair growth used to gather pollen or beeswax. The rear wing is joined during flight to the forewing by means of tiny hooks called hamuli. Those of the Trigona bee are few in number. Finally, like Apis mellifica, Apotrigona nebulata secretes beeswax. With the domestic bee, this secretion takes place within very specific bands which are visible on the abdominal sternites and which are called mirrors. On the other hand, with the Trigona bee, both the female worker and the male are capable of secreting wax, which in their case issues from the abdominal tergites. Like the domestic bee, the Trigona also places female guards at the entrance to its nest. These guards are about 2 weeks old. Apotrigona nebulata is not an aggressive bee, and like the Trigona, it does not have a sting. For its defense, it is limited to biting any intruders who come into the entrance tunnel, and it can even block up the entrance to the nest with resin taken from the stores. Apotrigona nebulata is one of the greatest pillagers in the forest. It is even capable of nourishing itself on sweetened condensed milk taken inside a human dwelling. The pillaged food is taken at once and stored with the nest's food reserves. The bee is also capable of pillaging the nests of other species of bees which have been laid open either by man or by other predators. Here, where a nest of the Dactylorhina staudengeri has been broken up in an experiment, our bee gathers up the pollen in a most feverish manner, even taking away the beeswax. The cleaning work in the hive is done by the female workers, which in particular clear out all the empty cocoons after the birth of the imagos. In the termitary, the bee's nest is sealed off by a thick wall of extremely hard resin, which can reach a thickness of 25 millimeters. The wall is built up progressively by the bees and reserve supplies of soft resin are often stuck to it. The brood comb itself is surmounted by several anastomized layers of wax. It comprises several horizontal and helicoidal spokes which are joined to each other and also to the outer casing by small columns of wax, so giving the structure its solidity. The young brood comb is recognizable by its dark color. The old brood comb is lighter. The royal cells are distinguished by their larger size. Next to the brood comb and much larger cells are found the reserves of pollen and liquid honey mixed together. This makes the extraction of pure honey very difficult. The female Apotrigona workers take part in the building tasks from their third day of life. They take scrapings from the wax columns, from the wax casings, and from the cells of the older larva after they have thrown off their cocoon. Then they place the wax they have gathered with the reserves. This work can last 3 weeks. However, towards the age of 2 weeks, the workers also start going out to collect nectar. When they return to the nest, they regurgitate their harvest of nectar into the cells and then go straight out again on another trip. Their comings and goings are very quick because, contrary to Apis mellifica, they do not perform the recruiting dance for the other bees. With several bees taking part in this, the honey containers are gradually filled. They are then sealed and remain so until they are eventually needed. It can happen that a trigona bee deposits collections of pollen by mistake into a brood comb cell, which is more or less full of food for the larva. Worker bees very quickly notice the mistake. They promptly gather up the pollen with their feet, removing it to the cells for which it was destined. The nutritious paste or jelly is then sucked up by the other bees until it is all gone. Finally, the cell is destroyed. With the apotrigona, the section of the nest which contains the honey and the pollen serves at the same time as a store for unused wax. The cell walls and the bridges which join them are thickened to an exaggerated degree. With the Apis mellifica, on the other hand, the reserves of wax are spread throughout all the cells, their walls made thicker with the extra layer, but in a way which can easily pass unobserved. The nests of the Apotrigona nebulata are made up in the following way. The brood comb cells are constructed entirely by the female workers, who use either the secretions from their own dorsal glands, or the wax gathered from the various parts of the nest, or from raids on the nests of neighboring bees. And these cells are strengthened by columns of wax. At the same time, the brood comb contains eggs, larvae, and nymphs. The thickness of the cells varies because the workers have gradually scraped away wax during the development of the egg to the imago. And so the nymph or pupa is only surrounded by a very small amount of wax left sticking to the silk of the cocoon. The cell is completely destroyed when the imago is born, and the wax can then be reused immediately to build new cells. Otherwise, it can be placed in reserve on the brood comb cell columns, which then grow thicker, or on the cell walls of the honey and pollen store while waiting for reuse in the building of new cells. Between the 6th and the 12th day of their life, certain bees have the task of building the brood comb cells. They also take part in filling up the cells ready for the queen bee laying her eggs. While the cells are being built and food supplies laid in, the queen bee walks on her own throughout the various parts of the nest. When she is finally settled on the new brood comb, a court of 4 or 5 courtier bees may appear. In contrast with Apis mellifica, the queen is surrounded by a permanent court. The cells may be built with material taken by the workers from nearby cells, with scales of wax secreted from their tergites, or with wax taken from the stores. Gradually, as the material from these various sources builds up, the cell grows until it reaches the required dimensions. Finally, other bees come to complete the work by finishing off the interior of the cells. The queen bee pays regular visits to the cells while they are being built, but she only exchanges very occasional antennary contact with the worker bees while they are in action. Then suddenly, she becomes very agitated. She moves around feverishly through the empty cells, beating her wings incessantly, jostling any bees that get in her way. The workers then act in unison with the queen. Their movements become rapid too, and the queen initiates many antennary exchanges. Grouped around the newly built cells, the workers in turn regurgitate food for the larva. 10 minutes can suffice to fill up the cell. Sometimes the operation lasts longer. It sometimes happens that some bees simulate a regurgitation without in fact effecting one. During the filling operation, the agitation of the queen and workers reaches its highest point. The queen again jostles the nursing bees, performs some antennary exchanges, and then goes to the cell. It is now egg-laying time, a process which can last from 3 to 15 seconds. The queen lays her eggs in succession in each newly built cell in turn at the rate of one egg about every 20 seconds. Finally, she becomes calm again and grooms herself. The cells which have received an egg are immediately capped by one and sometimes two workers. They gather wax from nearby and push down the tops of the cell walls to form a dome. When the cell is almost closed off, the bee supports itself on the neighboring cells and blocks up the orifice, which gets smaller and smaller. At this stage of completion, other workers come to help. The entire process lasts only from 5 to 10 minutes. At the time of hatching, the larvae will find sufficient food for their development in their individual cells. Whereas with Apis mellifica, the workers nourish the larvae throughout their period of growth. This is one of the main biological differences between the two species. The cells containing the larva are operculated just prior to the weaving of the cocoons, that is about 12 days before the birth of the imago. The trigona also differs from the apis in the limited number and the short duration of their antennary and trophallactic exchanges. With Apis mellifica, the exchanges last a relatively long time and are accompanied by many ritualized antennary contacts. The differences in behavior of the two species reflect a total ovarian castration among Apis and a relative ovarian castration among Apotrigona. The larval development of Trigona is similar to that of Apis mellifica. After the hatching of the egg, the larva passes successively through 5 stages of development. Becoming in turn a light-eyed nymph, then a black-eyed nymph, then after about 30 days reaching the state of the imago. When it emerges, the imago is of a whitish color. The thorax quickly takes on a definite black color. The abdomen grows gradually darker throughout the life of the bee. Amber yellow towards the 6th day, it will have become black by about the 30th day. If the Aputragona's nest is partially destroyed, whether broken open accidentally or as an experiment, the honey-gathering bees flee the nest in great alarm while the young workers begin the task of reconstruction. Many columns of wax are built up, creating bridges between the different sections of the nest. Countless bees all join in this work. If the population of the colony has not been too depleted by this trauma, all the essential sections of the nest can be rebuilt at the same time. An involucre of wax is built up again around the brood comb. Then the comb is again joined by countless wax ligaments to the cross sections, to the adjoining storage areas, and to the new outer shell, the whole construction being progressively consolidated. Throughout this period of reconstruction, the nest risks attacks from various predators. If it manages to escape attack, it can be rebuilt in a few days, and so allow the hive to become reestablished.